Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The stage is set. The sacred Passover meal is almost finished. The disciples gathered around Jesus at the table sense that something is not finished yet, though, that something else is going to happen. Something significant, something important. Will Jesus dazzle them again? Will he be transfigured before their eyes like before? Will he perform another one of his miracles? Will he command them to bow down in adoration? None of the above. Instead, the Lord Jesus gets up from the table, replaces his robe with a towel, pours water into a basin, gets down on his knees, and washes his disciples' feet and dries them with his towel. And during all of this, Jesus says the strangest thing. He says, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified and will be glorified again." These disciples have just witnessed the glory of God on his knees, washing their feet. And yet, as amazing and as unexpected as this washing was, the most important part of this evening is yet to come. It comes after the washing is over, when Jesus gets up off of his knees, dries his hands, puts the basin back in the sink, puts his robe back on, and looks at his disciples and says, "I'm going to give you a new commandment. And here it is. Love each other as I have loved you." Love as I have loved you. I command you. Even more important than the washing of the feet are these words that follow, because they are a command, because they are strong words. They are almost forceful words. Jesus gives his mandate, which is where the word mande comes from. A mandate is a command to love as he just has, as he will tomorrow on the cross. Don't be confused. Commands are not requests. Commands are not suggestions. The command to love is not optional. Any disciple of mine, Jesus says, must learn to love in the way you have just seen tonight. And these words have haunted us ever since, haven't they? How in heaven's name can we love as our Lord did? How can we hope to obey this commandment? How can we love as Jesus loved? The very Son of God on his knees, the very Son of God nailed to a cross. Are we left to simply shrug our shoulders, to sigh and walk away, wishing we could do better, wishing we could follow his command, but knowing how impossible this all seems, you see, because we know ourselves. We know ourselves. How do I begin to love as Jesus loved this night? How do I take even the first steps of obeying Jesus? Of course, I must use the word begin on purpose, because our whole lives will always only be a beginning in learning to love as Jesus did. But tonight, there are two starting steps that come to mind. The first step, as I said, is to remember that love is a command. Do it, Jesus says. Well, how can you command love? You can't order someone to feel something. You can only command someone to do something. And this is what makes this commandment new. Jesus says nothing about feelings. Our problems start when we think that love must be something we feel. It must be an experience. It's something internal. And we know how fickle and how unreliable our feelings are. The most selfish person is that person who will do only what feels good or feels right to them. The love that brought Jesus to earth at Bethlehem, the love that brought Jesus to his knees at our feet tonight and to the cross, was not a feeling, it was an action. Tonight we are commanded to act out the love that Jesus acts out for us in these three holiest of days. So we can begin to love as Jesus loved in this life, because if love is the way that God acts toward the world, and if love is the way Jesus acts towards his disciples, then love for us is the way that we act to the world. What does this love look like? It looks like Jesus. It looks like how he spoke and lived and died. It looks like disciples telling the truth to each other. It looks like disciples willing to step into each other's lives. It looks like disciples who speak up about the love of Christ to those who are thirsty for some good news. It looks like disciples who speak out against injustice and hatred. It looks like disciples forgiving freely and often. It looks like disciples who joyfully get down on their knees to serve those who have absolutely nothing to give back. It looks like disciples committed to each other beyond reason and without reason. How do we love as Jesus loved? Well, first we act. It's that simple. By the grace of God and the promise of the Holy Spirit, we act. And the second step is that we begin right where we are. Love begins right here, right now, with you and me, who are once again Jesus' disciples gathered tonight around this table. By this everyone will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another. We hear these words now and think in generalities. But Jesus was at a real table. He was talking to real people. His 12, who he knew so very, very well. He wasn't talking then to the whole world. He was talking to his friends, to Thomas and John and James and Matthew and Peter and Judas and Bartholomew and Thaddeus and Andrew and Judas, the other one, son of James, and Philip and Simon. God's plans will go nowhere unless you, Thaddeus, can love John. And you, James, can love Bartholomew. I begin by loving you. You begin by loving each other. And when he shared the cup of the new covenant, Jesus was not only binding believers to the Lord, but to each other. This is where servant love begins. A strong reminder to Christ's body, the church, tonight. We may plan and formulate grand plans and programs. We may keep ourselves very busy indeed with something for everyone, every night of the week. We may worship well, be highly efficient. But if we want to be disciples, if we want to obey Jesus, if we want to change our world, we need first and last to do the act of love for each other, never neglecting our holiest of callings to wash each other's feet. And around this table is where we begin. Around this table we will receive our Lord's body and blood in bread and wine. We experience there the washing of our hearts again. And we are made clean and loved by the act of the cross. And we leave with a strong command to act out this love. Don't start with an idea or a feeling. Start with your brother at your right side, your sister on your left, and go out to your world, towel and basin in hand, ready to kneel, ready to serve, ready to follow, ready to do love. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.